around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk taller than a mad cat. Walk around this different world, you go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night. Get out the shoes, it'll be all right. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights.
In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Cool town, even in the city, just so fine and nothing so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look at every corner of the city.
Till I'm wheezing out of my stuff, front of the city, gonna meet you on the rooftops.
Walk around this different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night. Get up and choose, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can be like the night.
In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and because it's that time of year, we'll be listening to a selection of tracks related to summer. In fact, all the songs on today's show have summer in the title and have a strong summer theme. As always, we've got the usual mix of rarer tunes alongside some more well-known artists. You first heard Marmalade and Summer in the City, but before we go a little bit more into that, got time to tell you what's going on in the world of the Strange Brew. We've hooked up with Record Collector magazine for a little bit of cross promotion. I'm promoting what they're doing, and they're doing a little bit of the same for the Strange Brew, which is kind of them. The latest edition actually has got a feature on Jeff Lynne's Idle Race and Memories of Free Festivals, which is well worth checking out. Anyway, more about Strange Brew activities later. As I mentioned, that was Marmalade and Summer in the City. Marmalade are probably best known for their pop hits of the late 60s and early 70s, and some good material in there, actually. However, what's not quite as recognised is that they're a fine rock band in their own right, really, with their self-penned psych single, I See the Rain, being one of Jimi Hendrix's favourite 1967 singles. The song that you heard, which was the cover of Loving Spoonful classic, Summer in the City, was actually one of a number of covers on their 1968 LP, There's a Lot of It About. But actually, talking of Mr. Hendrix, that's a good cue for our second track of the show, Jimmy and His Number Long Hot Summer Night, from Electric Ladyland. Wow, what a great album. So let's hear a bit of Jimi Hendrix.
Melted all those inside. Everybody's on fire, but I'm snowing in a cold blizzard. Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Night!
shaky voice. Well, how you do? I start to stutter. Can't you tell I'm doing fine?
Can't you tell I'm doing fine?
It was my baby talking way down across the border. She says I'm gonna hurry to you. I've been a fool and I'm tired of crying.
That was Jimi Hendrix from Electric Ladyland, Long Hot Summer Night. We've got loads of great artists on today's show, including the Moody Blues, Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, Twice As Much, Blossom Toes, Pink Floyd and the Pretty Things, who we played last month, David McWilliams, Fotheringay, a bit of jazz rock, but only a little bit, Electric Light Orchestra, and we finish with a great track from Danny Kirwan, formerly of Fleetwood Mac. But let's get back to the third song on today's show, and it is from an artist who you may have heard of. This time it's Marianne Faithfull, who began her sing career as a folk music performer. In early 64, she attended a Rolling Stones launch party and met Stones manager Andrew Luke Oldham. Her first major release as Tears Go By was written by Jagger and Richards, but she then released a series of successful singles, including this one to hit the top 10 in 1965, the pop-penned Summer Nights.
Winter's almost gone, oh, how I've waited so long for summer nights. There's magic in the air, and I don't ever care. All that matters to me is that you are here on summer nights. There's a little cafe where we can hear music play. They keep the lights turned on low. It's a place where lovers go. Now you'll hold me tight and say our love will always be this way. On summer night. At the end of the day, we can go down to the bay, and together, hand in hand, we will walk along the sand on summer night. Shine, I can see that you are mine on summer nights. On summer nights. On summer nights.
Summer Nights, fairly big hit in 1965 for Marianne Faithfull. Now, moving on a couple of years, we go to a band led by Brian Barrett, who were formed in the Beat era, 63-64, as the Satins, and the group morphed like many other bands of the time and renamed themselves the Fresh Windows and forging a psych pop sound more in tune with 1967. This summer sunshine single on Fontana sadly was their only recorded output, but if you haven't heard the Fresh Windows and Summer Sunshines, you're in for a bit of a treat.
Colourful clothes. anything goes, summer's here. Out in the car, two places apart, summer's here. Suntan lotion, burning faces, picnic lunches, crowded places. Go on a cruise to places you choose, summer's here. Or on a tour you've been on before, summer's here. Trips abroad to foreign places, customs men who check the cases. Summer sun shines brightly, summer sun shines every day. Summer sun shines brightly, summer sun shines every day. Colorful clothes, anything goes, summer's here. The car to places apart, summer's here. Suntan lotion, burning faces, picnic lunches, crowded places. Summer sun shines brightly, summer sun shines every day.
Quite a rarity that, the Fresh Windows and Summer Sunshines. Now, Justin Hayward's Long Summer Days dates from the months previous to the Moody Blues' 1967 brilliant album Days of Future Past. The song eventually saw release about 10 years after it was recorded by the band as a studio track on the Moody's Caught Live Plus 5 double album. So here's the Moody Blues from May 67, I think, but not released at the time, and Long Summer Days.
Thank you.
Moody Blues and Long Summer Days, but not released at the time of recording. Now to 1968, and we have a band, originally a soul blues group called the Five Proud Walkers. But after supporting Pink Floyd on tour, they were inspired to change and became a more psychedelic proposition. The band at the time were Richard Hudson on drums, John Ford on bass, Colin Forster on lead guitar, Jimmy Horrocks on organ and flute, and Dave Terry on vocals and harmonica. Initially just calling themselves Velvet Opera, they developed their full name, Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, when lead singer Dave Terry took to wearing a cape and preacher's hat on stage in the style of the title character in the 1960 film adaptation of Sinclair Lewis's novel Elmer Gantry. Long Nights of Summer was from the band's 1968 debut album. John Ford and Colin Forster later joined Straubs, but we've got a little link on that a little bit later. This is a roundabout way of saying here's Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera and Long Nights of Summer.
Listen to the moon singing its silent song of broken dreams made beneath the sun. When days were fun long ago, now I think of those long nights of summer. To be. It all comes back to me. Everything is gone, every hope, every dream. How we used to build castles in the air. What would the future bring? How we wished on those long nights of summer. Long nights of summer. So clear. God, now that winter's here, and now the love of spring, we vowed we'd live an age dies like the dying flowers. Now that the seasons change, nothing left of love. Sad memories still remain, but hope still lingers on. After the winter is gone, come spring again and long nights of summer. Long nights of summer. Forgetting the hurt before, learning to love once more.
For listen, Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera and Long Nights of Summer from their self-titled debut LP released on Direction in 1968. Also from that year we have Twice as Much and a song called Summer's Ending, which was a B-side to one of their singles, This Is What I Get for Loving You Baby, released on Immediate. Twice as Much was Dave Skinner and Andrew Rose, who were singers but also wrote much of their own material. But their only hit was a Jagger Richards composition, Sitting on a Fence, in 66. The Stones connection came about as the label Immediate was run by Andrew Lug Oldham. We heard about him a little bit earlier. And Summer's Ending was penned by one of the duo, Andrew Rose, proving the band could knock out a great Beach Boys inspired tune.
The summer's ending and the nights grow long,
My heart is aching since you've been gone. My mind, it wanders to days gone by. But love, it hurts me and makes me cry. 'Cause I know you will always. Was it love that burned in my heart? I don't know. 'Cause I know are calling, but not for me. The summer's ending, and the nights grow long. My heart is aching since you've been gone.
Very lovely, excellent stuff, twice as much and summer's ending. Now to a bit of a rarity, John Carter and Russ Ahlquist, Midsummer Dreaming. They were songwriters actually, and John Carter is probably best known for writing and recording loads of hit records, including for and with the Ivy League and the Flowerpot Men. But here is John Carter and Russ Ahlquist's very rare Midsummer Dreaming, which was the B-side to the Laughing Man single on Spark in 1968.
Midsummer dreaming on a misty blue morning with the visions of you on my mind. Wandering over a snow-covered meadow, lost in the magic of time. I can remember when we were together, when everything seemed to be right. Suddenly there was a change in the weather, and you walked away in the night.
Yeah.
Carter and Russ Alquist, Midsummer Dreaming. Now to the Blossom Toes, who were a group active in the late 60s. Some great material, actually. Initially known as the Ingos, they were renamed and signed to manager Giorgio Komelski's Marmalade label. Their 1969 album, which was their second one, If Only for a Moment, saw the band taking a heavier and rockier direction than their excellent 1967 debut. Here's Indian Summer from their second album, If Only for a Moment.
Leaves turn red, breath hangs in.
in summer. I remember
I was really here before.
Blossom Toes and Indian Summer. Also from 1969, we have David McWilliams, a Northern Irish singer-songwriter, probably best known for his classic Days of Pearly Spencer song that bizarrely never charted in the UK. Well, it certainly didn't chart by David McWilliams himself. I Love Susie and the Summer was his B-side to his 1969 song, Oh Mama, Are You My Friend? David sadly died of a heart attack at his home in County Antrim, Northern Ireland, 10 years ago, at the age of 56. But not forgotten, his brilliant song, and it's only a B-side, I Love Susie in the Summer.
Wooded elm trees dangling, I hear the songs of summer jangling, while up above the birds are winging, and I hear the children's voices ringing, and flowers blossom all around me, in many colors all so lovely, and I hear the tinkling, laughing, talking along the green lane that I'm walking. And I love Susie in the summer, when the shadows fall away. Tomorrow brings another dawning, and sleepy-eyed girls waking, yawning, to listen to their morning glories, all singing of their new day stories, while sorrow lies alone unsleeping, beside the dark of winter weeping. For she can touch me through the season that casts away all rhyme and reason. That's why I love Susie in the summer, when shadows fall away. I hear a still voice calling, hold back a while and stay. Too many tears have fallen, too many elm trees dangling. I hear the songs of summer jangling, while up above the birds are winging, and I hear the children's voices ringing, and flowers blossom all around me, in many colors all so lovely. Tinkling, laughing, talking along the green lane that I'm walking. And I love Susie in the summer, when shadows fall away.
David McWilliams and I Love Susie in the Summer kind of sums up this podcast, as the songs of summer are jangling. now to another Pink Floyd and Summer 68. We heard Pink Floyd last month, of course, but let's hear them again. Summer 68 is a song by the sadly missed Richard Wright on their 1970 album Atom Heart Mother. Pink Floyd, Summer 68.
Something before you leave.
Summer 68 from Pink Floyd, from one band that we heard last month to another, The Pretty Things. And here's a song again from the Parachute era, this time the single B-side to Stone-Hearted Mama. Here's the band in joyous mood with 1971's Summertime. Summertime by The Pretty Things. Now, Straub's frontman Dave Cousins wrote the song 2 weeks last summer that was demoed by the group and Sandy Denny in 1967. Sandy Denny revisited the track with Fotheringay for recording sessions of their second album in 1970. But after the band laid down basic tracks and guide vocals, Sandy left the group to pursue a solo career, leaving this second record unreleased. But in the months preceding to 2008, guitarist Jenny Donoghue, with the help of two other surviving members, pieced the album together from the best of the recordings. So here's Fotheringay with 2 weeks last summer. Fotheringay with a song written by Straw Dave Cousins 2 weeks last summer. Now from a bit of folk to a little bit of jazz rock. Musician Ian Carr formed the groundbreaking jazz rock band Nucleus, and in their first year, 1970, they won the first prize at the Montreux Jazz Festival. 2 years later, they released the well-regarded Belladonna that contained Ian Carr's Summer Rain. Thank you. Canadian Cow with Nucleus and an edited version of Summer Rain from the Belladonna LP released on Vertigo in 1972. Now for something completely different and the Electric Light Orchestra. And we have a song penned by leader and singer Jeff Lynne. And this was the last track on the group's fifth album, Facey Music. The song is One Summer Dream, and actually was also the B-side of Mr. Blue Sky.
Summer dream. What's
That was the Electric Light Orchestra and One Summer Dream. Before our final track, our next show is a range of material for once that are slightly outside the Strange Brew era, because what we're trying to do next month is just for a one-off special is pick and choose a range of tracks outside the 60s and 70s that are primarily still British based but have got a similar feel or a similar spirit to them. One of the reasons we're doing that particular show is that I recently interviewed an artist called Nick Nicely, who's responsible for some brilliant tracks, particularly a song called Hilly Fields from the early 80s, which is amazing, which we'll be playing. But we still got time today to play one final song, and that is by Danny Kirwan, who was one of the lead guitarists in Fleetwood Mac in the late 60s and early 70s. After he left the band, he embarked on a solo career, released some great records, but sadly to little commercial success, unlike the band he departed. His album Second Chapter was released in 1975 on DJM Records, and was his first album after leaving the Mac. It contained the brilliant Hot Summer Day. Wherever you are, Danny, this is for you on this hot summer day. Till next month, my name's Jason Barnard.
Night when the moon is clear, you, my dear, are very near and so warm, like a hot summer day late in June. Remember when we were so young, we thought that everything was fun, but really life had just begun. That everything was fun, but really life had just begun. And I never wanna leave you, I never wanna go. I just wanna be beside you everywhere you go. I never wanna leave you, I never wanna go. I just wanna be beside you everywhere you go. In the night when the moon is clear, you, my dear, are very near and so warm, like a hot summer day late in June. You're so warm, like a hot summer day late in June. You're so warm, like a hot summer day late in June.